Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to sit down with listener Sarah to talk about a triple split stay down at Walt Disney World. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at touringplans.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Florida vacation. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. I consider my premium subscription to touringplans.com my insurance against the crowds because I can look right there on my smartphone and get up-to-the-minute information to know where the wait times are low and where I need to go next. And you can do the same. Be the hero for your family this summer on that next vacation. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. Today's show is also brought to you by the awesome book, The Wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving the things that you dream of. In the best-selling Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, The Wisdom of Walt creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. Learn to go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland's success. Make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet and create e-ticket experiences that keep them coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. You can also purchase a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1204 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you and welcome to the last day of July. Where did the summer go? We can't wish it away. We still have some August and, fall's coming around. It's a good time of the year. But man, this has been a quick summer. But as always, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We had a big day yesterday for the 12-hour live show. Thanks to everybody who was a part of that. Made some real magic in the world. So thanks again for that. We'll be recapping that again on Wednesday and Friday. But today, we're kicking off your week with a trip report. That's what we do. We take you virtually down to a Disney destination to help you get through that bad case of the Mondays. So today we're heading up north, up I-55 from the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios up to the Chicagoland area. Sarah's joining us to kick off the week. How's it going, Sarah?
It's going great. It's wonderful.
Glad to have you on the show, especially since I found out your household is does not fly a W flag, because those things are just ridiculous.
Yeah, they're everywhere around here now. Everywhere you drive, you see a W.
Well, not as many this year, I should say, but I really can't talk because the Cardinals aren't getting them either. So anyway, let's don't talk baseball. I could talk baseball all night. Let's talk Disney. And you contacted me a little while ago talking about you took a first trip down to Walt Disney World, but then you made a return, a triumphant return, you said in the email. And this was one heck of a vacation. It was the triple resort whammy, as Stacy might tell us. So when did you go down and how did this all come together?
Well, we took our first trip, my first trip actually ever, in 2009, and our kids were young. They were 2 and 4 at the time. And so it took us almost 6 years to get back down. And so we weren't sure if we were going to come back down after that again for another 5 or 6 years. So we wanted to make this kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip. So we tried to cram everything we possibly could into this trip.
A lot of people have been there, done that, saying we're going to go once, we're going to do it right, and we're not probably ever going to go back. And then those people are DVC owners now.
Yeah, exactly. Since this trip, we went back on one family trip, one with just my husband and I, and then I just finished up a solo trip. So we thought we wouldn't be back, and now we've been back every year since. And I'm an annual pass holder now, too. So
see, that's how there it happens. We go. It's crazy. I mean, it's more addicting than cigarettes, I think. You know, I don't know how to smoke, but there's something about the magic.
I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, that pixie dust brings us in.
It was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and we made it a surprise trip for our kids as well.
That's kind of where I want to kick it off, because I could never do this. And I hear a lot of our listeners that do this. They post the awesome videos on YouTube, and it's like, Disney, you should buy this material. You can't, you know, this stuff is so awesome. Seeing the kids get all fired up and they're going back, you know, immediately. I can't keep a secret. You know, I'm too excited. Like, I have to have the videos playing on TV. I got to count down with Mallory. There's no way I could do it. So walk us through what that's like.
Well, we actually cheated a little bit. Originally, we had planned this trip for August of 2014. And we broke down and we told our kids. And so they were excited and they thought they were going. But due to the school schedule, things just weren't working out. So we changed our trip, thanks to Southwest being able to change the flights. That's wonderful. And we moved it up to May 30th through June 8th instead of August. So we let the kids believe that we were still going in August. So all of our Disney prep made sense to them, even though, you know, they didn't discriminate between the times. And we told them that we were actually getting them out of school early to go visit our family in Tennessee. So we had everything packed, we were ready, and they thought we were going to Tennessee, and that's when we surprised them.
Now, see, I might be able to do that, maybe, because that way you can still be doing the planning, you know, kind of out in the open and be excited about when we get to go. You know, I'm excited to ride Splash Mountain with you, or it'll be so fun swimming at night at Riverside. You know, you could have those conversations, but then you also get, guess what, we're going tomorrow instead of going in 3 months. I love that. So how did the kids react?
Oh, it was, I think, better than we could have expected. Absolutely. We made them T-shirts that said, I'm going to Disney World. And then we put a note on top of it and said, we made you these T-shirts. Go ahead and put them on. And the kids were 7 and 9 at the time. So they put them on. And my 9-year-old, my son, he started working it out while my daughter was still trying to make it through the letter. And his reaction was absolutely, it's on YouTube. So we do have it on YouTube. And when they finally figured it out, he burst into tears. And he was asking me not to, like, he's like, ask Daddy not to record me right now. So he's crying. And my daughter doesn't believe us. She's going, tell me the truth. Are we really going to Disney World? And it was just perfect. It was a perfect reaction. It showed their personalities perfectly.
That was Mallory's big thing a few years back. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. But not, I mean, I guess because she has me as a dad, I'm always joking around. You know, you never know if I'm telling the truth. So, yeah, I could totally see that. But, that's a memory forever. That's the stuff that, you know, when we talk about riding Splash Mountain or having a meal at Be Our Guest and all that, that's all fun and great. But, you know, 20 years from now, they'll be talking about that and you'll be talking about that. And that's really what this is truly about.
Yeah, absolutely. We told them, get ready. The car will be here in 30 minutes. We're headed out right now. So they definitely were surprised. They had no idea that it was coming.
All right, so tell us about this triple split stay between Riverside Yacht Club and Wilderness Lodge. Why? Or, you know, what was the reasoning with this?
Well, August was cheaper than June. So when we decided to move our trip back to the spring to make it fit in our budget, I decided to kind of split it up. And originally we were staying at the Yacht Club for the entire trip. So this time I decided that we wanted to try Port Orleans because it just looked so beautiful. And we stayed there for the first 2 nights, and then we did 6 nights at the Yacht Club. And then we splurged for the last night. Our first trip we had stayed at Wilderness Lodge, so we decided to go back to the Wilderness Lodge on our last night and splurge for a club-level room there.
Ooh, I've done that on the end of a trip. That one time we stayed that one last night at Beach Club level, and that was quite the treat. You know, we can't really afford to do that ever again, but it was fun to say we did it once, and it was fun to look forward to the whole trip. Same thing. So was that something you were kind of dangling at the end of the vacation? Like, it's always sad for the vacation to come to a close, but you had that to look forward to. That's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Wilderness Lodge is just such a beautiful resort. Ending your trip there, I mean, you can't go wrong. Like, waiting for the Magical Express or the Tragical Express, you can't, you know, you can't beat waiting in that beautiful lobby, you know, for your bus to come pick you up.
But so then the bus shows up.
That was
up,
my
yeah.
thought.
Yeah, then it shows up and whisks you back to the airport and you're back to reality. But anyway, so tell me about Riverside, because you mentioned it's beautiful. I love Riverside. I think it's my favorite overall resort for the price, the amenities, the beautiful, you know, the beauty of the place, the theming. You guys did some time without the parks, really focused on your time at Riverside. So looking back on that, how did that go?
Oh, it was perfect. I think Riverside is one of the best resorts to be able to just take in the resort itself. And it's so close to French Quarter that we were able to take in French Quarter as well. So we stayed two nights there. And in those two nights, we took advantage of the pool, which is amazing. It doesn't look like a moderate pool at all. I mean, it's just amazing there. We did a bike ride around Port Orleans Riverside, and then we biked over down the Sassagoula.
Sassagoula. All the way down. Love that river.
Yeah, we biked over to French Quarter and biked around French Quarter and stopped and got some beignets, and actually we got the best meal I think that my husband has ever had on property, and it's no longer on the menu, which really bums him out, but it was the buffalo chicken po' boy with the house-made chips.
I've had that. That's a good sandwich. It's not on the see, I haven't paid attention. It's not there anymore? Dang.
No, it is not there anymore, and he says it is the best meal that he's ever had on Disney property, and he talks about it all the time. And we tried to recreate it at different places, but nothing is the same as Disney, that's for sure.
He's got the jinx like me. If I like something, like just today, as we're recording, the shortstop that I got his jersey for Father's Day got sent down to the minors. So you don't want me to be a fan of you. It'd be bad. So don't, you know.
Yeah,
don't
that's what excited. I told him. I'm like, you liked it, now it's gone. Like, don't like anything that I like anyway, you know?
Awesome.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So I just was going to ask. I mean, you guys are really taking in the amenities, and I see that you even got to see Yeehaw Bob, who, you know, of course, I couldn't be a bigger fan of this man.
Oh, Yeehaw Bob is amazing. He is just, I don't even know how to describe him to people who've never seen him before, other than just to say that he is the best solo performer that I've ever seen. And it's completely family friendly. So, you know, the parents can sit and, you know, you can have a drink, or they had fantastic nachos there. And the kids just loved the show. Everybody loves the show. And every time we go back, we're like, okay, we have to make it over to Yeehaw Bob. And we haven't made it back over. And I'm so excited that he's going to be at the Indiana Dismeet. So
absolutely
really excited about that.
That's what I was going to mention. At the Indy Dismeet at the end of August, we'll have a lot of information on the Facebook page. We're going to be there podcasting live, and Yeehaw Bob is going to be at the event as well. So it's going to be amazing. So if you're in the Midwest, make sure you get over. It's going to be fun. And raising money for Give Kids the World again. We're all about that this summer.
Yeah, it is always a really good time at the Indiana Dismeet. This is our fourth year going.
Oh, it's amazing. And this year we have the biggest venue, the biggest, it's got like a fair, like a business fair. It's got more goodies raffled. It's going to be huge, huge this year. So get out there. Can't wait to load up the trailer and head east. All right. Anyway, let's get back to the trip. I want to talk about all these other, because we have so much. We only have about 30 minutes. You guys jumped over to Yacht Club to stay, and something special happened. This doesn't happen to everybody, but you got a little lucky. What happened over at Yacht Club?
Oh, yeah. So this was our once-in-a-lifetime experience, for sure. We dropped our kids off. They did the Bayou Pirate Adventure Cruise at Port Orleans, and we took a taxi over to Yacht Club to check in. And when we got up to the front desk, the front desk person goes, I see. I'm going to have to get someone else to help you. And I'm like, is there a problem with the card? Because, you know, cards don't always transfer. And he's like, no, I'm going to have to get somebody from upstairs to help you. And immediately I knew, you know, being this Uber Disney planner, I knew exactly what they were meaning. And my husband's all confused, and they have somebody come down and they escort us over to the elevator. And next thing we know, we are upstairs in club level, and we have become the family of the day, and we are upgraded to club level for our entire stay at the Yacht Club. And not only club level, but we got upgraded from a garden view to the pool water view, overlooking Stormlong Bay and the boardwalk and everything else. It was an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience, that's for sure.
And the kids weren't with you when this happened? It was just you and your husband? That's pretty cool.
So when we took them back later, we're like, you're going to have to use your I don't think it was Magic Bands at the time. Yeah, either the key or the Magic Band in order to get to the room, and they're all confused. But believe me, by the end of the trip, they were like walking out of the room and expecting their chocolate milks to be handed to them as they walked in. And they were, like, we would walk in the mornings for breakfast, and the wonderful cast members would see us coming, and they would have my kids' chocolate milk, like, ready for them to drink. It was amazing.
It's crazy. For somebody like, at least like our family, like, we are not used to anything at all like that. The level of pampering is incredible. I know that Mallory, yeah, she was little at the time. She must have eaten her weight in saltwater taffy, because they had that sitting on the concierge desk as you went to the elevator. You know, you came to the end of the hall. And, you know, they'd always say, Mallory, how are you doing? And, you know, like, you could go get, I was all about getting a soda every time you went down to the lounge and, you know, maybe got a wing or something like that, or chips. It was incredible.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It really is a splurge. I mean, it's definitely a thing that's not ever necessary, I don't think. But if you're celebrating something special, if you really want to feel, you know, pampered and take it to the next level, club level is a really cool splurge.
Well, I definitely, every time we price out a trip, I'm trying to, like, make club level fit. I'm like, oh, if we take away the breakfast cost, or if we take away, you know, we won't have to eat as much in the evenings, and I can never make it fit, but I'm always trying. Like, I'm always trying to get back there, because it was definitely, I can see why people do it, because it's just amazing. Like, the cast members, the service, the food, it's all worth it. That's for sure.
Totally agree. Such a good Disney fan doing that Disney math. We gotta love that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you what your kids thought about the Bayou Pirate Adventure over at Riverside. We don't get much buzz on that here on the show. So enlighten everybody who's tuned in.
Well, the Bayou Pirate Adventure is no longer running, but
oh, that's right.
It still runs over at the Yacht Club and the Grand Floridian.
I was thinking of the Grand Floridian one. Yep. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And my son did the Grand Floridian one back in 2009. He was very little. He was only 4 at the time. So they both did the one at the Bayou Pirate, and they're all very similar, and they loved it. They were really itching to get to the parks at that point, because we did it on our second, third day, and they were wanting to get to the parks. But as soon as they saw, like, everybody dressed up as pirates, and they got their bandanas, and they saw the boat, they were all for it, and they talked about it the rest of the day, and, you know, they still bring it up. Like, do you remember when we were chasing that guy around the lagoon? And, you know, they still talk about it.
Yeah, where else can you do that? You know, that's one of those things that you can't do that, I don't think, in Chicago. I know you can't do it in St. Louis, so it's
no.
Definitely a Disney
thing. Well, and the one thing that I really enjoyed is my son has ADHD, and he has very low impulse control. So I'm always concerned sending him off to do something where I'm not able to watch him, or if he's on a boat. So I talked to them when I first got there and checked them in, and they were so knowledgeable, and they were so helpful, and they asked me specific questions to deal with him, and they were just wonderful. They put me at complete ease.
That's so good to hear. Because you know what? That takes a lot of training on Disney's part, because cast members don't necessarily come with that skill set, but people, you know, because I'm coming out of education where those things are not that hard to accommodate children that have special needs like that, you know, that you want to make them comfortable, you want to put them in their best situation to have a great experience, but you got to teach the cast members what to look for, how to be proactive in things like that. And I'm glad to hear that they're not just saying, you know, hey, go dress up like a pirate and play with these kids for 3 hours on the cruise. Like, let's make sure that we have the skill set and the correct you know, cast members that meet that kind of criteria to take care of these kids, because that's a really unique thing. I mean, because I'm sure it gets a little crazy out there with all the madness of the chase, like you said, but you also want to keep people safe and under control too. That's good to hear.
Yes, it definitely put a mom's mind to rest.
So here's one thing. You mentioned you guys were on the deluxe dining plan too. We talk about the dining plan quite a bit here, you know, kind of debate whether it's good for you, you know, if you don't need it, whatever. Having club level, because like you said, you know, when you try to price things out, maybe you're like, if we don't eat breakfast, you know, and kind of build that into the price of the club level room. Deluxe dining tends to be a lot of food, because you're going to have table service meals throughout, but it's a great deal if you're going to do a lot of signature dining, you know, those two credit meals. So what did you find when you got this upgrade to club level all of a sudden, and you have excess opportunity to eat in the lounge, but having deluxe dining at the same time? How did that work out?
I think we were pretty much waddling by the time we left this trip. Like, we ate so much food. The one night that really sticks out is we we had left the Magic Kingdom and got Casey's corn dogs, because you can't go on a trip without Casey's corn dogs. On our way out of the Magic Kingdom.
Agreed. You got to have corn dog nuggets. Oh, so yes. Good.
Oh, they're amazing. So we ate those and we got back to the resort, and just a couple hours later, you know, they have their appetizers out there for the afternoon and the evening, and so we couldn't pass by without partaking. So, you know, we had a glass of wine and had these amazing spring rolls, and I think that I probably ate too many of those to begin with. And they have these things called peanut butter shooters, which look disgusting to an adult, but my kids absolutely love them. They were just little...
Are they little shot glasses of, like, desserts?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I ate, like, 30 of those. No, I didn't eat 30, but I probably had 10 of them at Beach Club that night because they had various kinds. Oh, it was so good. I love those.
Yeah, so my kids probably ate about 30, too, and they drank their weight in chocolate milk. And so after our appetizer, we headed out, and we went over to Kona Cafe, which is by far one of our favorite restaurants on property, and my kids couldn't eat. They were stuck. So my husband and I are like, okay, well, we're here. We have to eat. Well, you get an appetizer and an entree and a dessert, and the food's so good. So we're just eating and eating and eating. And then after that, we headed over to the Magic Kingdom and we had the dessert party. And at that point, like, food just looked disgusting to us. So We're like, okay, we just paid. Luckily it was before the price increase on the dessert party, but we still felt like we just paid this money for the dessert party. We have to eat something. And at the end of that, my husband goes, we're never getting the deluxe dining plan again, ever.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's so a shame. Full. Well, I mean, it's not a shame that you got upgraded to club level, but I mean, it's almost like a temptation. Well, it's not even a temptation. Like, you're entitled to that. That's part of the perk. Is going into that club lounge and having all that good food. But like you said, you've already paid for a lot of good food too. Yeah, I can't imagine. That seems like a deadly combo for me. If I had club level and deluxe dining, I don't think I'd make it back on the plane. I don't think I could fit. It wouldn't happen.
That definitely was the end of the deluxe dining plan for us. We would never get that again. We have done the dining plan since then, and now we pay for food instead of doing the dining plan. Our kids are getting older. It works differently now. But we love the deluxe dining plan. We felt like even with the club level, and I'm kind of neurotic, and I save all the receipts, and I add everything up at the end, and I'm like, okay, we saved money with the deluxe dining, even with the club level. But I probably wouldn't have got all that food had I just been paying out of pocket. That's for sure.
Good point. Now, I noticed you guys also did the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, one of my favorite things, down home country food, and just an awesome family friendly, you know, way back show. You know, it's just like something you'd see, like you said, you tricking the kids like they're going to Tennessee. Hey, you took them to Tennessee when you saw Hoop-Dee-Doo review. So what'd your family think of that?
Oh, I can see why it's the longest running show. That's for sure. It's so much family fun, and it's so funny, and the actors are just really into it. And you know, if you get a good group of people who are in the audience who are really, you know, playing along, and it's a fun show. And the food, I mean, that cornbread is just amazing. I could eat that cornbread all day long. But you know, and my kids were so small and they were kind of picky at that time. You can order different food for your kids other than what's just coming, you know, the fried chicken and the ribs. So they were brought chicken nuggets and mac and cheese at no extra cost.
Yeah, I'm sure they just run over to Trails Inn and grab it off the buffet. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
because the cornbread's the same in both places. I love that cornbread. I'm right with you. And I've had it both places and I'm like, oh, it's so good. And the strawberry shortcake. Give me that all day long.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't quit doing
the
these.
The show is, you know, putting all the strawberry shortcake song with it. It just, everything blends so well together.
And it's just, it's an excuse to get to Fort Wilderness, which is that, you know, almost like retro, but original Walt Disney World part of the property. You know, you had that, you had the Magic Kingdom, you had the Polynesian and the Contemporary, and there wasn't much else. And, you know, going back there truly is, even here still in 2017, it's like going back in time. It is slower over there. I mean, It feels like, because we don't, you know, I live in a suburb, you know, we don't get to the country very often, but it's fun to see that for a night. I think kids need to see that too.
And it feels like they can play there. So when we were waiting to get in for the hoop-de-doo, they could play on the playground, and the kids were just running around having fun. It didn't feel as structured as the other Disney resorts feel.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Like when you're waiting for Trails End or waiting to get into hoop-de-doo, they'll have things like beanbag tosses and hula hoops and stuff like that. And you see this in the parks too, like before the parades and stuff where the cast members are trying to entertain the kids. But sometimes it's almost scary seeing how much fun the kids are having just doing a hula hoop when you've spent thousands of dollars to take them to the best theme parks and resorts in the world on the planet. You know, you give them a $2 hula hoop and they're in heaven for 30 minutes. You know, what are we doing here? You know, sometimes you just wonder, like, do I have this figured out or not?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we watched them playing on the playground and we're like, maybe we should stay at the campground one day. And my husband's like, we like hotels. maybe one day when we have like, you know, an $80,000 like camper or something. Like that's what we can do.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not staying in a tent, but give me like a Madden cruiser and I'll stay over at the Fort Wilderness anytime. All right, so tell me about that. You mentioned you guys went to the dessert party, you guys were stuffed. You know, taking that away from it, for somebody that's thinking about the dessert parties, because now they have them, you know, they're all over the place. You got Star Wars, you got Frozen, you got the Magic Kingdom Happily Ever After dessert party. What advice would you give somebody thinking about that in the future?
I think the dessert parties are great if you don't like waiting in crowds for your spot to see the fireworks. Especially now that the dessert party in the Magic Kingdom gives you the option of standing in the area in front of the garden viewing, the garden plaza viewing. That is probably the best spot to see the new Happily Ever After, standing directly in front of the castle. But you don't have to fight for it. They walk you over. You get to enjoy great Disney desserts, and then you get to walk over and have a reserved spot without waiting for an hour and a half in a really hot crowd. And we've done both the Wishes and the Star Wars, and both of them have been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah,
I think it's a great value.
They're a splurge. They're you know, they're definitely something that you know, you're paying a little extra to do that, but they are a ton of fun, and those desserts are really great, and you get optimal viewing. So you just gotta. It's one of those things too. It's like time is money. We talk about that a lot on the show. That, you know, you can invest the time to get a really good spot, you know, and save some money, but you could also book the party, get some great desserts, and, you know, save 30 minutes maybe. It just depends. You know, it's what your focus is. I mean, some people are really into fireworks, some aren't. So good stuff.
Yeah. You can save an extra $10 if you would like to stand and watch the fireworks instead of sit at the Tomorrowland Terrace. So I recommend that because from the Tomorrowland Terrace, it's a little off center. You don't get to see it as well.
True. It's very, very true. All right. So now another thing that you did that the kids, I'm sure, just got the hugest kick out of, you did the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and the Pirates League, which kind of the same thing. One more focused on the boys, one more focused on the girls, even though they can kind of do both. What were the reviews from the kids on these experiences? And what's your review looking at the value for what you paid? What do you think?
I think that there's something that you should do once, or you should let your kids do once. I mean, there's other things that you can do that have similar experiences. You can go to the Harmony Barbershop, but the Pirates League, I didn't know how my son was going to react because he was right on that cusp. He was 9 years old. I wasn't sure if he would think it was cool or not. And my we actually scheduled them at the same time. So my husband went with my son. They did the Pirates League. My daughter went with me to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. And we met back kind of at the end of the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. It takes longer. And the kids just, it was like they were royalty the rest of the day. Everywhere they went, the, you know, cast members were, you know, making comments about, oh, here comes a pirate, and, you know, bowing to my daughter. It was, the cast members definitely make it more of an experience after you leave. I mean, it was an amazing experience while they're there, and my son still won't tell me what they said in the secret room, but he loved it so much that he refused to wash the makeup off, and it finally had to come off 2 days later when he went swimming.
That's awesome. Though that shows that they really liked it, though, because I know, like, Mallory's hair, because they do the hair and stuff, and you know, of course the kids want to swim, you know, it's like, so her hair eventually came down because she was doing a lot of swimming. But you're right. It's not just the, you know, 1 hour experience of when it happens. It's the rest of that day. And one thing I'd encourage people to think about is scheduling character meet and greets for your fast passes that day later on, because that's a great opportunity to meet like Anna and Elsa, or to meet Cinderella or Mickey Mouse, or, you know, if you can catch Captain Jack somewhere over in Adventureland, if he's doing a meet and greet or something like that, that's the time to really focus, you know, at least for the like 6 hour window after, to get some really amazing pictures, because by that night they're going to be tore up. You know, so just take advantage of it. We got some great shots. Yeah.
We did it in the afternoon, so they didn't have a full day in the makeup and everything. But we did Cinderella's Royal Table that night. And I thought that it was going to be more of a focus on my daughter because she was dressed up as a princess. And, you know, we did schedule her to go see Merida because she had Merida's costume on. But when we made it to Cinderella's Royal Table, all the princesses were just fawning over my son, and they were acting like he was this, you know, horrible pirate, and they were afraid of him. And we had just amazing photos of my daughter just sparkle-eyed looking at all these princesses, and my son being completely embarrassed by these, you know, princesses making a big fuss over him as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he loved that. He would have loved that in a few years. You know, that's the thing. It just happened a few years too early.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So now, you also mentioned that one night you stayed in the Magic Kingdom, shut it down till 3 a.m. Your kids are pretty young to be that tough and to endure that long of a day in the park. I can tell you, I get crabby that late. But how'd the kids hold up?
You know, adrenaline can take you a long ways. And we actually did it on our very first park day. So we went to Epcot that morning for just a couple hours. And then that evening, we had a great meal at Ohana and took our time. And we didn't actually make it to the Magic Kingdom until after fireworks were finishing. So we got there, I think it was about 10 o'clock. And the crowds were leaving, and I think it spoiled my kids for waiting in lines forever.
I think so.
Yeah. So I think that we had enough downtime during the day, and adrenaline just kept us going, because when you're walking on to rides with no wait, like, you want to get to the next one. You want to ride the next one. And we pretty much rode every attraction in the Magic Kingdom, minus very few, like Country Bear Jamboree, we didn't get to see. But every major attraction we rode at least once, if not two or three times.
That's awesome. And you know what? The park, Magic Kingdom, is awesome late at night. That's why I like going in the summer, and they have these crazy late hours. It's weird. Like, there's something special about being in the park that late. I don't know what it is, but it feels, you kind of feel like Elvis. Like you said, you're walking on everything. You know, it's like, hey, I have this park to myself.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, and you kind of feel like you're almost in the park by yourself. The kind of surreal thing for me was we were on It's a Small World, which I love, but nobody else in my family loves. And we were on it by ourselves. There was nobody in the car in front of us, or the boat in front of us, nobody in the boat behind us, nobody on the boat with us. And as we were getting off of It's a Small World, 3 a.m. chimed in, and so all that, you know, it comes to life, and the three big three pops out, and I'm like, wow, we made it to 3 a.m. Like,
wow.
It was surreal.
I had to take a picture of that. I didn't do a selfie in front of the clock. That also kind of reminds me of Kingdom Keepers. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, as I'm writing it, this last trip, I had read Kingdom Keepers, and I was kind of picking things out, and it was kind of creepy, but... We, at that point, is when the adrenaline just stopped. Like, we made it to the buses, and, like, our kids just, it was almost like a light switch. They went from, like, running down Main Street to, like, asleep in seconds.
I'm going to regret this for the next 48 hours, but, man, what a day it was.
That's one of those things. Yes.
Now, let me ask you a couple other things before we get out of here today, because I don't want to miss that. How do you compare the Club Bowl stand that last night to being over at Yacht Club? Was it what you were expecting, or was it not as awesome because... you had been staying club level at Yacht Club already?
You know, they're completely different experience. I didn't expect it to be a completely different experience, but they almost make it like every resort kind of creates their own club level. And at Wilderness Lodge, they walked us to our room and opened the door for us and showed us our view. And they their selections of food were very different. And the way that you sit at the club level at the Wilderness Lodge is very different than the Yacht Club. In the Yacht Club, you have a communal sitting area. And the Wilderness Lodge, you just get the wonderful view down into the lobby, and it's set up all around. So it was definitely a different experience. I think that the Yacht Club definitely was our favorite.
Interesting. Good to know, though, because people are always considering that, and very few people do have the club level experience, so we like to get that out there when we get the opportunity. All right, we have a couple minutes left, so I want to squeeze in that you have made a trip since this one, which was amazing, and I'm going to ask you at the very end how maybe we can catch you on social and see these videos if you want or anything like that, but you went down solo last month, so what did you think about that without the family? Because it's fun, but like I tell everybody, it's different if you have kids because you're used to having them there to share all the memories with you and significant others as well. What'd you think?
It was a different trip. I tried to take it a little bit slower. It wasn't as much focused on the rides. I tried to crowd watch, and it was so hot. It felt like it was the face of the sun when I was down there. But I got to meet so many amazing people. Like, you don't talk to other people when you're, you know, worrying about your kids running into people or, you know, running to the next ride that they want to ride. So I just was able to stop and talk to cast members. I took a ride down Main Street on the omnibus by myself, you know, in the front seat and before park opening. It was just something that I would never get to do with my family being there with me. So I went to the Country Beer Jamboree for the first time. I, you know, did things that I didn't think that they would enjoy, but I knew that I would enjoy. So I know that they will enjoy Country Beer Jamboree now that I've seen it.
Nothing like that. Good old Kia G. That's right. It's a good old show. Well, it sounds like you had a great trip on both accounts. And wow, what a magical trip. Your kids were very lucky to get this surprise and have all those unique experiences. And Sarah, I really appreciate you sitting down and sharing this with us here on a Monday. And I can't wait to see you out in Indy. It's just a few short weeks. We'll be out there having a great time.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Don't forget, today's show has been brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. Stay out of the crowds and see the most amount of attractions possible, even up till 3 o'clock a.m. at the Magic Kingdom. With that premium subscription to touringplans.com, they're going to just make your next vacations awesome, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Florida. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. And also check out The Wisdom of Walt. It's a great book. We're in the dead of summer. It's hot. Stay inside. Curl up with a good book. Get some lemonade. Stay in the AC and get inspired by Walt Disney. It's a story about Walt Disney, but it's a story about Walt Disney's dreams. And author Jeff Barnes takes those lessons and applies them to 2017 and how that can help improve your career, your company, and your life. We talk about it each week, but no kidding, this is a book that can make a difference in your life. So check it out today. Drop by thewisdomofwalt.com or pick up your copy on Amazon today. Also, don't forget, we do have a great Amazon affiliate link when you do your online shopping. We love it. When you support the show, it costs you absolutely nothing extra, but it does help out the show tremendously. Just use our link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon anytime you do your online shopping. And we thank you so much for that. Please give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Wednesday with your listener questions and talking about the amazing time we had this past weekend. And I just cannot thank you guys enough. Thanks for always supporting the show, downloading the show, and most importantly, sharing the show. Let everybody know that you're listening today. Share it on your social media, and we can get more people involved in the show and just grow this thing even bigger and better. And it's such a ride for us. We appreciate it so very much. So for Sarah, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.